First Wednesday of every month, we do our segment with the Santa Rosa Chamber, Metro Chamber of Commerce. Janelle Myers calls it, what are we doing here? I've been asking myself, what am I doing here for years?
We still are.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out, but hello.
Hello, good
always
to see
good
you.
To see you.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking cannabis today. Brian Applegarth, founder and owner of the Applegarth Strategies and the Cannabis Trail, will join us. And talk about more about him, and then we'll introduce our other guests.
Yeah, sure. So Visit Santa Rosa and Santa Rosa Metro Chamber have partnered with Applegarth Strategies, Brian Applegarth, who's the founder and chair of that, and also the Cannabis Travel Association International. And he is basically helping us kind of really dig into cannabis tourism marketing here in Santa Rosa. It's something that we've, you know, done a little bit of in the past few years, but not enough. But we are using Brian's experience and expertise in the field to help us do it in the, you know, the proper way, educate our consumers and our tourists here in Santa Rosa, and also bring overnight stays to our hotels. So it benefits the community, it benefits the tourists, and it benefits our cannabis businesses.
Very cool.
Yeah, and we've also got Charlie Woods here, the owner of DB Night. So
hello, hello.
Charlie, nice to meet you.
Yes, yes. People come here for cannabis, believe it or not.
Yeah, they do. And my friend Eli Melrod is opening another Soulful dispensary in Healdsburg soon.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
For the tourists.
Yes, Healdsburg's great. They're going to kill it. It's amazing.
Really,
yeah.
Talk about Doobie Nights.
Doobie Nights, the best cannabis experience you can have as a retail customer in Sonoma County. We spent a lot of effort making quite the experience with projection mapping walls, display cases, amazing, knowledgeable, kind, and thoughtful bud tenders, and just a really amazing experience with all the products that you can imagine. We see so many travelers on a daily basis. You guys don't even know like how many people come through and to Santa Rosa and Sonoma County for cannabis. And they stop here or stay here for the experience of, of indulging in what we have to offer in accordance with weed and the hospitality and the nature and everything like that. But it's really a big thing to them. So I'm excited that we have a chance to talk about it today.
And the website is doobienights.com.
That's correct.
And where's the location?
It's right across the freeway right here, 3011 Santa Rosa Avenue, right next to Shutterbug and Cycle Gear.
Okay.
About half a mile south of Costco.
So a lot of people are coming to visit you to find out all the different details of cannabis in Sonoma County.
Exactly. We're lucky. We have a great internet presence. So when people Google cannabis, we're oftentimes the first one that comes up. And we're right off the freeway. So it's really easy for people coming up the 101 to just divert off, come stop in the store. And there's always enough people to give them a personal experience and welcome them to Sonoma County.
Yeah,
so a lot
cool.
of times it's the first stop for them. Isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm from Humboldt, you know, so I mean, this is
Well,
talk
it's cool.
more about cannabis and tourism for Sonoma County and Santa Rosa.
Yes, sure. So, like I mentioned, you know, we haven't really dug into it quite as much as we could have, and because we wanted to tread lightly and educate the consumer, mm-hmm. and then also, you know, make sure that our stakeholders were comfortable with the way that we were rolling it all out. Brian tells me it's a $10 billion industry, cannabis tourism, is that? Does that sound right?
Yeah, yeah.
Something insane.
Nationwide, it's incredible just because how many states have come on board and legalized and had their own shops and their own industries created by it. And Brian is such a leader in the industry. You know, we're all fortunate to have started here, or unfortunate in ways, depending how you look at it. But he has forged the way for cannabis tourism in this country. And so delighted to have him on the show today to enlighten us about what that means for us, because we have the premier person in the country, you know, making sure that people are coming and making sure that cannabis tourism is alive and well in our backyard.
Right. And really, you know, curating that experience with cannabis is what Brian will talk about, getting away from that stigma that people have about it.
Yeah.
Or some people have
is
about it.
Is there still one?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm from Humboldt, so
okay,
and I don't know.
I didn't know about it.
You know. I hear there might be a few out there. But, Ryan also is one of the developers of the Cannabis Trail. It goes from Oakland to Humboldt. And I saw that map, and I'm like, where's Santa Rosa on this map? You know? So I reached out to Brian. I'm like, Brian, we need to get on this map. So we're starting with this Canapass that's just our local dispensaries here in the region, Santa Rosa, to start, that are members of the Chamber and Visit Santa Rosa. And then we hope to, you know, expand that Canapass into, you know, more experiences that might include food that'll enhance that sure. pass. It's a gamified pass, so they'll check in at the dispensaries, maybe get a little swag, some sort of giveaway that entices them to go there and experience that specific location and then get points. And then at the end of the pass, they get like a prize, kind of like our beer passport.
Yeah, exactly. I'm familiar slightly with Canapass, and it's a grand idea.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited. We hope to roll it out in the next a few months, hopefully before mm-hmm. the first of the year.
Yeah. We're ready.
Yeah. State Assembly Bill 1775 has passed and was signed by Gavin Newsom, the era of cannabis experiences. Talk a little bit about that.
I think that's Brian. Yeah. Are we?
Well, if Brian's here, but that was actually a huge thing. It got blurred in the industry of where consumer would get their products to give them the sensation they wanted. So cannabis officially was heavily regulated in California from the beginning of recreational use. And recently, through the hemp bill, companies, distributors, you know, ghost companies have been able to produce products that deliver a high, so to speak, that they've been selling in, you know, corner stores. Sure. For the past multiple years. And it's an unregulated product that has been free in the open market that people have been going to instead of where they should be going to the shops where, like ours and many others in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, where these products have been tested multiple times, regulated and controlled, and when they know they're going to get something safe that's going to deliver them what they need. And so the passing of this bill helps out a lot because it's just going to keep people safe and keep them back in the stores where they belong and not just in this unregulated open market where people don't know what they're getting and there's no accountability for the products these people are putting on the shelf.
He's Charlie Woods, owner of Doobie Nights in Santa Rosa. It is a premier cannabis experience, hundreds of local products and immersive video walls to transport visitors in the local cannabis experience. It says here you're a longtime Santa Rosa resident, father with a background in cannabis and real estate. That's a good combination.
Yeah, hospitality. I worked with Guy Fieri, Johnny Garlics, when, you know, just after they started. I was a catering manager for a few years. He actually brought me down from Humboldt to work with him, so that was my introduction to Sonoma County. Thanks, Guy. And then after 2003, moved into real estate and became a cannabis real estate person for a number of years, or residential cool. farms and ranches, and then commercial. Yeah.
It says here, I believe Janelle wrote on my sheet, ask about the Aerosmith Doobie Nights song. What's the deal with that deal?
Yeah, no, it just came out today. I just finished.
It's pretty awesome.
And any visitor to Doobie Nights, you're subject to being in one of our videos, by the way.
Why wasn't I called? Have you heard this voice?
It's on your voicemail. No. So, yeah, we're trying to just up our content creation, and we're creating fun videos that we're going to be linking to the website and seeing out on social media. But we remixed Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion to Weed Devotion. And the video and subtitles, which I learned how to do in CapCut this week. It's a fun being a 50-year-old content creator on social media. But I'm getting the hang of it, and it's turning out pretty good. So you'll be able to see it on our website. And,
very cool.
Yeah.
It's doobienights.com. I'm definitely very interested in learning more about this place, and I will take a trip there to take a look around.
Yeah, you can stumble across the freeway as long as you do it at the right time of day.
That's the only thing. The way I do go on the freeway is stumbling.
I have a question for you, Charlie, about your business. What kind of sets it apart from some of the other dispensaries in Santa Rosa? What makes it special? What sort of experience can you get at Doobie Nights that you can't get anywhere else?
Right. Absolutely no question. Like, number one thing is just how you feel when you walk in, because you're in this whole different world and we can change that world on different days or different hours of the days based on what we put on these projection screens. So you're this in this immersive experience. But over and above that, I think, is the fact that we have people that have been working there for the 5 years we've been open, the whole time. And these people know our products and their customers so well that you just feel like you're walking into your grandma's house or something like that, or best friend's house or something like that, and they're helping you, guide you to exactly the experience you want, not only in the store, but what you're taking out of the store and the experience that you can expect to get from the products that we sell.
It's a brilliant idea, dude.
It's super cool.
What was the genesis of this? How did you come up with the idea, and how did it come together?
Well, there was a frenzy to try to get dispensary licenses when we started this, and this spot was perfect. It was a laser tag place, and we knew that it fit all the criteria for licensing, so we jumped on it and immediately put all our effort in trying to transform this space into what it is now. So that was really the catalyst. And you know, the business was booming. We teamed up with multiple amazing partners and a great crew to put it together, and yeah, it just it all culminated really fast.
Very cool. Janelle?
Yeah, I'm excited to come check it out, and I also just want to say I love your branding. So
yeah, it's fun, and it's cool being next to Shutterbug and Cycle Gear, two great stores. We've got a taco truck in the parking lot, Tacos Locos, and they are amazing. Like, I mean, anything from, you know, tacos, of course, tortas, hamburgers, burritos, like so many things that you love with Mexican food. You can stop in and get both your cannabis and your tacos in one stop shop.
Imagine that adds really to the experience.
Yeah, and those guys are cool. Like they
you could add them to the past too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's seriously like a lot of people do shop at both places when they come. And today the guys helped me out with this latest video, and they were so cool. They were like, they had their drone, they had their gimbal, they were following my dog around, making like a video of my dog and the Doobie Nights and everything like that. It was fantastic. Great.
Sounds like
great
a family.
Guys. Yeah. Thanks, Poncho.
How big is the space?
Our retail floor is about 2,500 square feet, you know? We have like 5,800 total. Kind of funny, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard, there have been some break-ins to dispensaries this past year, and one of them was, or two of them were our store, or the last one was somebody drove a car through our front window of our lobby. So we shut that down.
And yes, we talked about that on the show.
Yeah, it was so unfortunate. But, you know, we changed our entrance to the other side and so on and so forth. But the most amazing thing about that was the support of the community at large, and especially the cannabis community, of all the other dispensary owners and distributors and people in the business. We all came together on a Zoom video and, you know, coordinated and made actual changes by pleading to the local law enforcement and community at large about what we can do to avert this kind of situation. And it's made a difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We've talked to the SRPD many times about it, and I've talked to Eli Melrod, too, about that situation. And
It's real.
It is real, and it's great to see all those people coming together.
And at Floriterra, one of the other dispensaries here, somebody came in and accosted a bud tender, and, you know, there was actual physical violence happened. So, it's, you know, it's a real problem we need to be aware of and make an effort to try to avert.
It is the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce, the segment. We do it the first Wednesday of every month with Janelle Myers and guests. It's cannabis tourism, basically, that we're talking about. And as Janelle pointed out, it's a $10 billion industry.
Nationwide. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not sure what the local numbers are, but we're like the first. So, like, I mean, we're the first one. So we're a decent chunk of that.
But as you wrote, we need to get Santa Rosa on the map, or we'd be doing our economy a disservice, because cannabis tourism is such a real thing.
That's right.
Correct. We're missing dollars by not catering to people looking for this particular product and service and experience.
Yeah.
There's a lot of farms. And because of the regulation and because of the uncomfortability, people don't necessarily always want tourists to cannabis processing locations, cultivating locations, so on and so forth. But there's a way to do it right, and there's a way to do it in a way that's going to keep people coming back. Yeah. And I, Brian will echo that if we focus on this, there are millions of dollars to be made in tourism revenue for this area.
Yep. We're trying to find
Brian's phone number.
Yeah, we're trying to find Cannabis Devotion on the website.
Oh, shoot.
Can you sing it for us right now?
Up, we can't find it.
It's so embarrassing. It's me singing.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, we need to find it on our computer.
I know.
I want to play it on the air.
I'll give you the link.
Okay.
I'll give you the link
cool.
right now.
Yeah, we were talking about the AI apps that can create songs for you now, too.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, here,
it's
I'll
inspiring,
give you the,
but they did it all themselves, all of their customers. They used customers in the video. It's really cool.
Okay. So here. Show me how to send this link. And you can send it to the email, whatever, then you'll have it.
Mm. All right, cool.
Yeah. But here you go.
I can't wait to hear this. What else you want to talk about, Janelle?
I'd love to get Brian on so he can kind of chat a little bit more about, you know, some of the new things that are happening, politically with the cannabis industry.
Well, we're going long today, so.
Oh, are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
he's texting me.
From now on, we should go 4 to 5, basically.
4 to 5.
Yeah.
All right.
I just had that epiphany last night. So
I like it. Well, we have plenty to talk about.
Yeah, let's give Brian a plug here because he really is amazing, and we did talk a little bit about it, but like.
Well, we're still calling Brian.
Okay.
We've got a little bit extra time
extra
today,
time.
So yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Then we're good.
As soon as we find the song, we're going to play it.
Yeah.
During the song, we're going to call Brian.
He's figuring it out. That's good. But thanks everyone for showing up at that Railroad Square event that happened this past couple weeks.
The music festival?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Oh, the Railroad Square Music Festival.
Yeah, that was
one of the greatest events.
Super cool.
In the county. It's a huge black party. They take over all of Railroad Square. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And then the Hall of Flowers was another big cannabis event that we had recently, and they opened to the public, which is a big deal. And a lot of people came for that, so hopefully that was a good thing for the community. I know we got a lot of tourists from that as well. So they had carnival rides out at Sonoma County Fairgrounds. They had booths from hundreds of vendors. They had a lot of great products people left with.
All right.
People are excited about it.
This is the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce segment that we do the first Wednesday of every month. Charlie, talk more about what Doobie Nights is all about. Reiterate that for everyone.
Yeah, no problem. We are Santa Rosa's premier cannabis retail experience. We host travelers from all over the world on a daily basis who come in and want to sample our local wares. We have hundreds of local cannabis products. From flower to concentrates to vapes to gummies to whatever you can think of. And we are easy one-stop shop right off the 101 with an experience that you'll never forget.
Yeah, okay, very cool. It's doobienights.com, and that's where you can check out Weed Devotion and so many other things about what's happening at Doobie Nights in Santa Rosa.
Exactly. Please check the website out. There's lots of good information there that will definitely draw you into the store. You'd be surprised and delighted.
Let's see. The Santa Rosa Metro Chamber and, of course, Visit Santa Rosa. And Janelle Myers. Janelle, again, reiterate CannaPass and where we are standing with that now.
Yeah. So we are working with Brian Applegarth from Applegarth Strategies, who's going to be calling in just a moment to talk about his experience in the travel cannabis industry. He has a ton of knowledge working with destinations and individual retailers from all over the nation and, ways to market cannabis to tourists in a mindful way. So we've partnered with him to create this CannaPass. He's got one going that starts in Oakland and goes to Humboldt. And I first saw the map and noticed that, Santa Rosa wasn't really on the map. So I reached out to him and said, Brian, let's partner and let's create a pass for our Santa Rosa partners. So at Santa Rosa Metro Chamber and Visit Santa Rosa, we have hospitality and business partners that are dispensaries. Right now, I think we've got about 7 on the list, including Doobie Nights. And they will be on this gamified digital pass that is kind of like our beer passport. And people can check in at each of the locations, experience what that specific location has to offer, maybe get a prize, and then once they complete the entire digital pass, there's a larger prize at the end, which I'm still deciding on. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but we should be launching that in the next few months. We're excited. So
okay.
Visit Santa Rosa Canna Pass.
Well, he's on the line right now. Hello, Brian Applegarth. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Okay. Welcome to The Drive. And Janelle Myers and Charlie Woods are in the studio with us. Talk about Canna Pass. Well, first off, talk about your company. You founded and are the owner of Applegarth Strategies and the Cannabis Trail. Talk about that.
Yeah, sure thing. No, I've been working in cannabis travel and tourism since about 2013. And as part of that journey, I've been building something called the Cannabis Trail, which is a 9-county trail that travels from Santa Cruz up to the Emerald Triangle. And it celebrates the cultural heritage of both cannabis and hemp and how it's influenced and been part of California's story as a destination. So this includes stories about the beatniks, about the Back to the Land movement, the urban communities, the LGBTQ plus community in San Francisco, the community down in Santa Cruz that was a compassionate cannabis community. So it really kind of unpacks the storytelling through a really immersive way, and there's cultural landmarks along the trail. And then my company, Applegarth Strategies, is basically a consultancy and a destination marketing company, and we focus 100% on the cannabis-motivated travel audience today in the United States, and that's an audience that I've been researching and studying in partnership with MMGY Travel Intelligence since 2019. So it's a very interesting audience, and they're very active.
And now you've partnered with the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber and Visit Santa Rosa. Talk more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we all know Sonoma County has a really deep, incredible history, not just with the Back to the Land movement and intentional communities, but also with the craft of cannabis, from cultivation to product alchemy. And the way that's expressed today is these cannabis retail shops and, on the horizon, cannabis lounges, hopefully, now that AB 1775 has been signed by Newsom.
Yep.
It's really now public-facing, and these products and these stories are now accessible. So very excited to be working with the Chamber and with Visit Santa Rosa as the brand and banner above this Santa Rosa Canna Pass. And it's really a gamified digital passport that invites visitors to come to Santa Rosa and stay the night and enjoy the amazing town and city that Santa Rosa is, but also do it in a gamified way where you can explore different shops and different experiences and even eventually adjacent experiences that are very cannabis complementary, like art and food.
Sure.
And nature and culture.
Yeah.
So this is a way to do it in a very guided, gamified way. There's a few different archetypes of the cannabis travel audience. There's the canna curious, the cannabis wellness traveler, as well as the cannabis connoisseur. So this pass can really be a tool for each of those different archetypes and really kind of guide the journey and the destination experience.
Yeah, Brian, we were talking the other day, and you mentioned something like 25% of people who use cannabis don't even consider themselves cannabis users, and it has something to do with, that just the fact that they enjoy the experience, and maybe they just like to go to the dispensary and, check out, the different, things that retailer has to offer, but they don't use it every day or consider it a big part of their life, but they enjoy it, and maybe just when they're traveling. Talk a little bit about that.
Thanks for bringing that up. I mean, this is one of the cannabis industry, quote unquote, is just starting to understand how different the cannabis consumer audience is from the cannabis travel audience. The travel industry of California is a $151 billion industry that includes hotels and airports. Now, what Janelle was referencing is, in our fifth year of research on this audience, 24% of the 70 million people in the United States that make up the cannabis travel audience don't consider themselves cannabis consumers, but they want to have a cannabis experience while on vacation. And I think that that specific data point just highlights how unique and different the travel audience is. They're consuming experiences, not necessarily products and services, which really comes down to time. How are cannabis shops and brands and eventually lounges and experience spaces and even events going to productize their experience in a way that keeps the attention and even to the degree of people who are willing to pay for that experience? And that's really what's happening right now is the cannabis experience economy is unlocking. And what that means is cannabis experiences and the brands and the operators that embrace that opportunity and that hospitality mindset are going to transcend just cannabis and become attractions in California's travel economy. And I believe it's a big opportunity for brands and businesses to differentiate and to build bridges to already established industries that are well-oiled machines. And the California brand is something, you can't get a much more valuable brand than California. So to be able to leverage California, Sonoma County, and Santa Rosa and be part of this passport is really kind of a historical milestone. And it allows these operators and brands to start working hand in hand with hotels and the other parts of the travel economy.
He is Brian Applegarth, the founding chair of the Cannabis Travel Association. You referenced a State Assembly Bill 1775, which has been signed by Gavin Newsom, and I guess this bill greenlights cafes and lounges. Cannabis cafes and lounges in California. Explain that in more detail.
Yeah. A lot of people refer to it as Amsterdam-style cafes.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically what the bill does, the cliff notes is it widens the toolkit for retailers in the state to have a consumption space that where now they have three new revenue streams. They can sell food, beverages, and even entertainment tickets. So it widens the toolkit for revenue for retailers, and it really enables innovation. Like when it comes to my audience that I focus on, the cannabis travel audience, and the bridge building I do between the travel and the cannabis industries, this is a very important milestone because really it enables rapid innovation of the modern day experience economy. And I would venture to say, and I sure hope that we do this not just the coffee shop smoking Amsterdam way, but we really layer in the California innovation that is a signature of our population and state, where we really unpack all of the different ways that cannabis can meet the moment with the many different visitor types, but also consumer types, right? Like there's people that just want education. There's people that want to have topical experiences. There's people that don't want to be around inhalation at all, but they do want to understand low-dose beverages and wellness applications like gummies for sleep. And then there's the vaping and smoking and, of course, the top-shelf hashish that is now being made, powered by the cultivators of Sonoma County and the Emerald Triangle. So it really widens the toolkit for experience economy innovation, taking things beyond just products and services to experience economy applications. So, yeah, definitely a big milestone. 2025 will shape up to be a really important year. And Santa Rosa is right there building a product to maximize the opportunity and support the businesses in Santa Rosa.
Charlie Woods, questions and comments for Brian Applegarth?
Yeah, hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, yeah, so... Yes, amazing progress that the state's moving forward in this direction, and we were one of the first people to already have our application in for consumption lounge licensing in Santa Rosa, but the county's really, they need to move forward with enacting regulation for this because they don't have it yet. So a lot of municipalities are waiting for their direction, and some are breaking away. In Cotati, the Mercy there has got around and convinced them to go around the county restrictions on consumption within the stores. But we really need the county support to be able to open up our consumption lounges and treat the tourists with the experience they're looking for. So it's going to be amazing when that happens.
And what are you hearing from the Board of Supervisors as far as any movement on this?
Nothing directly, but there's no specific deadline, headway, so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we have our application in and we're waiting for some kind of okay, we're going to go in this direction.
Okay, and maybe tomorrow I will have one of the supervisors on to talk about this. If not, then Paul Gullickson, my good friend, who's a spokesperson for the County mm-hmm. of Sonoma, because I have questions and I want to find out where we're standing on this.
That'd be great, Steve. Thanks a lot.
And I can kick them in the ass and they'll move faster.
Please, no, you're amazing. You're amazing power, Steve. And Brian's right. You know, it's not just necessarily people, you know, smoking bongs or dab ribs or joints or whatever. It could be people just using medicinal products in a non-smoker vape fashion with drinks and edibles and so on and so forth.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, for pain everything, man.
Yeah, and it's not invasive.
Give me the gummies.
It's not going to bother anybody. Let's give people a safe place to do it.
Yeah.
And where they're purchasing it, where they're knowing what the experience is going to be and where you're comfortable and you know you're safe and you've got direction, you know, it's going to make the experience more valuable.
You got another question or comment for Brian?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess just more of a comment. The way that Brian talks about, you know, the future of, you know, the beverages, the low-dose beverages, you know, especially in these you know, future lounges, I'm just fascinated to see how, you know, that comes about. And I think he's right that that's going to be huge.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Excited to see how that that all rolls out, and you know the difference between a club on a Friday night where you have that you're serving that versus you know real alcohol. Really interesting to see the crowd.
Yeah, come check it out. I mean, there's so many things that you can see that you might not be aware of, and those particular things are we have an array of them available if people want to get educated about it.
Brian.
Yeah. No, I just want to shout out to Charlie and what they've done at Doobie Nights. I mean, it's a really unique – there's no other dispensary in the state. I've worked with a lot of destinations and a lot of lounges and shops across California in the most mature markets. And the Doobie Nights experience is really unique, the way that they've curated that with the lighting from the moment you enter to checkout. So I encourage anyone that hasn't been there, they will be featured on this Canapass for Santa Rosa. Also, Jane Dispensary, amazing customer service, great product suite. You've got Floraterra that has, you can look in on an indoor grow as part of that experience.
Right.
You also have Soulful that really features a lot of these craft farmers in a very curated way and points out the different appellations in the area. So I'm excited about this Canapass because I consider Sonoma County having deep, deep roots and even a destination of origin is what I call it, where the craft of cannabis kind of permeates throughout the community because it's part of our history and culture there. It's been around a long, long time. Just look at West County. West County has got tons of stories in Sonoma County. And I'm really excited because the data this year when we got our new data set back, and again, we've been measuring the cannabis travel audience for 5 years now, the top three experiences of interest were visit a cannabis shop. The second one was experience a curated flight or tasting or sampling, right? So that shows the appetite for the visitor where they want to have a performance. They want to have an experience, and they're willing to pay for it. And then the third activity was visiting a farm. And I just think of the greater strategy for Sonoma, where imagine when we start tying in farm visits into these amazing retailers and really making this cannabis experience for the county and for Santa Rosa something that we can just amplify what already exists, which is world-class products and amazing experiences that are cannabis related that dovetail into culture and history. We got a lot of content and a lot of experiences to work with, and this digital passport is a step in the right direction. We're very excited about it and feel honored to be able to be part of it.
You're right about Doobie Nights. I have yet to be there, but I'm going to get there quickly. I've got to see this place, and just looking at the website and such, Charlie Woods, brilliant idea, and Brian said, very unique and nothing like it probably anywhere in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and thanks to so many people that help us put it together. You know, our partners, our bud tenders, our managers, tremendous effort. And it really is. You know, there's a lot of dispensaries here in Santa Rosa, too, and everyone's traveling really hard. And kudos to everyone who's given that effort to the space, because it's so heavily regulated, so heavily taxed, and there's so much competition. You know, you really got to know what you're doing, and you got to be an expert operator to make a success. So we feel very fortunate that have all the ingredients to make it happen.
DoobieNights.com. You must check them out. Explain to everyone one more time where you're located.
3011 Santa Rosa Avenue, just south of Costco, about 3/4 mile next to Shutterbug Camera and Cycle Gear.
Okay, I know exactly where that is.
And Janelle? We have a fantastic taco truck in the parking lot. Tacos Locos.
That's another damn good idea.
Talk about that experience.
Yeah, it's an added bonus for sure.
It says that Canipass, Santa Rosa Canipass, is in development. How close are we?
Yeah, I'd say we could probably launch it in the next month. You know, likely, I'd say it's probably about 2 months out. I'd like to get a few more of our partners on. And thank you, Brian, for mentioning a few that we know will be included. But we do have a few other members that I imagine will be added to the pass. 365 Recreational Cannabis, Aloha Aina, obviously Doobie Nights, Floritera, Jane Dispensary, Soulful, Phenotopia, and The Sweet Spot.
Yeah, Brian, thoughts on Santa Rosa Canipass? When this could actually happen?
Yeah, I think Janelle nailed it. I think, you know, it could be launchable in 30 days, but I think the 2 month mark is realistic to do it the right way with the right story. So, yeah.
And explain in more detail and remind old radio hosts about how Santa Rosa Canipass will work.
Yeah, so it's a big trend in travel. I mean, it's just technology integrating into travel and tourism experiences. And so there's these gamified passports and trails passes and things like that. So that's what it is. You're going to be able to, for just basically a name and an email, you're able to access a fully developed gamified digital app that is 100% experience driven, where as you travel the trail, you're going to be able to check in and unlock discounts as well as prizes. And there's going to be a grand prize that we're still kind of puzzling together. But the idea is that the experiences are amazing. They're curated in a way that's very storytelling and experiential driven. They're gamified and incentivized. And it just makes for an adventure that's memorable and cohesive. So you could really explore the whole scene instead of just get a one-off customer. And, you know, and just to tie this back into economic development, the exciting thing for Santa Rosa is this pass is going to be marketed and promoted to invite visitors to come stay and visit Santa Rosa. And when a lot of these visitors, you know, leave a dispensary and go spend money at a restaurant, there's a good chance they're going to get that extra dessert. So, you know, it all comes back to heads in beds and economic impact for cannabis attractions and beyond.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I'm most excited about with this Canipass is not only, you know, adding, you know, all these great dispensaries and their experiences to the pass, but, you know, we probably won't launch it with more than that, but we'll be adding on other experiences, like Brian said, you know, that involve culture in our region, that involve, you know, food, that involve art and, you know, other experiences that will enhance the experience at our retailers. So I'm really excited about that. And, I'd say about 2 months before we get it off the ground, but we'll be adding to it and, you know, making it better as we go. And for anyone that is interested in being the first to know once we do launch it, we did create a little landing page just today, www.visitsantarosa.com/explore/cannabis. And that's kind of a long one, but you can go to visitsantarosa.com and, you can go in the search bar and type in cannabis, and then we have a landing page that has some facts on, you know, education around cannabis use, and has some info on our partners, and has a link to that that interest form if you want to be the first to know about the Canipass in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, very cool.
We'll also keep people up to date. If you want to email info@doobienights.com, we'll get back to you as soon as we know anything.
And also keep listening to The Drive, because we'll be talking a lot about it, especially when we get close to the launch there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
So that's what we're doing here today.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's well, it. And thanks for playing our song, man. That's yeah. Emotion. Yeah. And
no, that is cool. It's boogienights.com. Check them out. Check out that website, man. Charlie Woods, founder and owner of Doobie Nights, in Santa Rosa, DoobieNights.com. Brian Applegarth, the founding chair of the Cannabis Travel Association. This is all great fun news, and I love the fact that State Assembly Bill 775 has been passed and signed by Gavin Newsom.
You handled it really well, Steve.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I did a whole show on acid.
I thought you can't say the S word.
Stoned?
That's it says right here you can't say the S word.
Yeah. No, that's shoot.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. That's right.
Stoned. Oh, I said no it. Problem. Brian Applegarth, thanks for taking the time. We shall talk. We should talk again, man.
Yeah, anytime, Steve. And thanks, Janelle and Charlie. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank right. you, Brian. Thanks, Doing Brian. Great work Care. Out there, man.
All right, kids.
One more thanks to my lovely fiance Ivy Donovan again for her work on weed devotion. She was amazing inspiration, and from the bottom of my heart, what a great thank you.
Hi, Ivy.
That was great, and it's very cool, and I can't wait to see.
Thanks for playing it.
Boogie
awesome.
Nights, yeah, sure. I'll be in touch so we can hook up. And you can give me a personal tour of the Doobie Nights soon.
I need a tour,
yeah.
too.
Let's do it. It's yeah. a party yeah. every day.
Okay. Let's all meet over there. We'll pick a day and time.
Yeah. We'll
My
be
job
there.
Is terrible. What's the worst job ever, right?
You got it.
Janelle Myers, Charlie Woods, Brian Applegarth, thank you all for coming today. It is the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber and Visit Santa Rosa show that we do the first Wednesday of every month. We'll see you in a month. Well, we'll see you before that and talk to you before that.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a great week.
Thank you,
Appreciate
Steve.
It.
Right.